This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One.
I'm Tom Wilmer. Join me as we visit with Pat Geimer. Pat's involved in the Slow Night Riders. I have to admit, when I first heard about the Night Riders, I thought you guys were a motorcycle gang. I thought you were the riding around at night on your Harleys.
Different kind of rider.
So then I find out that you're a writer, that you guys do books and poetry and all kinds of things. Tell us about the organization.
Well, it's really a place where you can get support and feel like you're in the company of other writers. We have monthly meetings for the general membership. We have guest speakers, lots of critique groups. I am the critique group coordinator, so I've been going around since I've had that role and just sitting in on different critique groups and getting a feel for how things are done. And when someone's asking for a critique group, I try to hook them up with one that works for them.
How many people typically attend a monthly meeting and where they're from and what they do in general?
We have people who come from as far away as Napomo, sometimes Santa Maria.
In Paso, I know. Yeah.
All the way north.
You meet in San Luis Obispo?
We meet in San Luis Obispo.
On Los Osos Valley Road still?
Yes.
Whereabouts?
At the church.
Which church?
We meet at the United Church of Christ on Los Osos Valley Road. Mm-hmm.
And your meetings are in the evening, correct?
Yes, the second Tuesday evening of each month.
How many people on average would attend?
Between 30 and 50.
Oh, wow, that's a viable organization.
I would like to think so, yeah.
But you're always open to new people joining.
Yes, and we look for them. They get to wear a different sticker with their name on it that highlights the fact that they're a guest. And then we try to seek them out and entice them to join.
Give us an example of a thematic meeting that you might have.
Often about how to get published, things to look out for, when you're going through the motions. Sometimes we've had things about storytelling, where people can get up and verbally tell a story that they might write.
And then poetry. I know you do some poetry.
I do poetry. Poetry was the first kind of writing that I did, and I've gradually moved into other longer pages of things like short stories and novel.
Let's say, for example, I'm a writer, and one of the reasons that I or you would want to join a group is not only for that moral support, but for the help and the feedback. How does that work as far as learning from the others?
The technical aspects of writing, yes. Well, there are lots of people who are very experienced and have many books published, and they will sometimes come and share their mistakes and their successes in getting through the process.
I was guest speaker at your group a couple of years ago, and as I remember, there was some tutorial and some surgical information about screenwriting. Do you remember that?
Yes. Oh, I think that might have been Dennis Palumbo. Yeah, I remember him talking about screenwriting in particular, but also that any writer could use those techniques and actually visualize a scene as they write, and make sure that the reader can visualize it as well.
So even though you're not writing a movie, it still works as a very visual tool.
Yes, exactly.
Tell me another aspect of why you like slow night writers and why you like going to the meetings and why it's valuable to you.
Okay. What I get out of them is a chance to benefit from the guest speakers.
From their knowledge and expertise you're talking about?
Yes, exactly. And it's really just fun to get together with everybody. I often will sit in the critique group that's offered. There are a couple of critique groups that are offered ahead of the meeting. If you go at 5:15, you can get signed into a critique group and do an on-the-spot critique. One group has the different members critiquing, and the other group is a couple of published authors who critique it.
Anything you want to add? Now's your time.
Come on out and join us. Anybody who's interested in writing is always welcome to join us and meet us and see what we have to offer. You can also go on the website, Slow Night Writers. You can look at different meetings that were archived in the past, all kinds of things, information there, helpful information on our website. What helps me the most the most benefit that I get from Knight Riders is being part of their critique groups. I happen to be in a really good one. I've been in other ones in the past, just equally as good, one for poetry and another for fiction writing. But it keeps me writing more than I might do otherwise because I don't get distracted. I know I have a deadline and I need to show up with something to be critiqued.
And the criticism is inevitably valuable to you, I presume.
It is. It's always kind of sandwiched in between some compliments, but in the middle is something really valuable that you need to hear to improve your writing.
Before we go, talk a little bit about recruiting and outreach to new people that might want to come.
Well, we are part of the Central Coast Writers Conference.
Cuesta College.
At Cuesta College, yes. And that's one of the ways that we try to recruit people and let them know about our organization. I mean, we'll have our names on the water bottles, and we have many of our members doing presentations and speaking. But we really want to invite you because we'd love to grow our membership and serve the need that newer writers might have to find a home where they can associate with other writers. Also, if you're interested in serving on the board, we would love to have you join the board in any capacity that you are interested in to help our membership increase and our group grow in its ability to serve the community.
Pat Geimer, thanks for sharing.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided in part by the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. People often associate the Society of St. Vincent de Paul with thrift stores. Donations like clothing, your gently used couch, or still serviceable washing machine generate funds to assist the Society in putting food on the table for people in need, or keeping the lights on and families in their homes. To find a St. Vincent de Paul thrift store in your area, visit svdpusa.org. Once again, svdpusa.org. And whether you're shopping for new or used items, donating them, or volunteering, you're helping the Society of St. Vincent de Paul help others.